أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم بلدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the rewards of the Abrar, the righteous, the Ibadullah, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat that they will enjoy in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ. And there shall be the passing around upon them of utensils that are made of silver. وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. And of goblets that will be of قَوَارِير, that will be of glass or crystal. قَوَارِيرَ مِّن فِضَّةٍ, glass or crystal from silver. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this very unique honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant the people of Jannat, the Abrar, the righteous servants of Allah. May Allah make us from amongst them. That on the one hand, they will be reclining on their couches. Allah spoke about the kind of weather condition that they will have, that will be of absolute moderation and pleasantness. Allah spoke about the fruits of Jannah that will be at their beck and call, the shade that will be shading them. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the drink. But before the drink comes, Allah speaks about the utensil and the goblet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them in Jannat. Insofar as the utensil is concerned, it will be of silver, so that will be permissible for them because of the honor that Allah will grant them. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the akwab, when Allah speaks about the goblet, Allah speaks about the goblet in a very unique way, that on the one hand it will be crystal, it will be glass, it will be see-through, but on the other hand, it will be silver. Now, when we look at silver in this world, then we will see that it is dense, a material that it is dense, that cannot be seen through. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it being qawarir. It will be crystal made from silver. So the ulama have expressed the very, very important aspect, and that is, this is Jannat. It is not this material world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. Material and texture of Jannat is not like the material and texture of this world. It is far more superior. Whatever is in this world is a remnant, a throwaway from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in Jannat. But if we can just imagine the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving of this goblet, that it is crystal, and then it is made of silver, silver which will be seen through, then one will understand the kind of drink that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give, and the kind of ikram, the kind of honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant these abrar, these righteous, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. They have been measured a very unique measurement. The unique measurement will be like this, that whatever the people of Jannat, the Ahlul Jannah will desire in its quantity, that quantity will be granted to them. Today in this world, if we have a goblet or we have a glass or any utensil, cup, whatever it may be, if it is 250 milliliters, it will only take the capacity of 250 milliliters. But there Allah Ta'ala says, قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. The capacity will be of such a nature that whatever the desire of the Ahlul Jannah be, that is the amount of drink that will go into that goblet. Whatever they desire, that is what they will get. In other words, there is no restriction in Jannat. There is absolutely no restriction in Jannat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant whatever the desire be. Now from other ahadith, one would know that when a person drinks from the Kawthar, and Allah grant us this of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that there will never be any thirst. So there will never be the need of any drink thereafter for the people of Jannah. So here, whatever the desire be, that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them. And this will be the nature of ikram that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant them. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the drink itself. They will be given to drink in it, in a goblet, mizajuha zanjabila, such a drink that will be a mixture of ginger. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ginger. Earlier in the surah Allah ta'ala said, mizajuha kafura. Kafur, we spoke about camphor. Camphor was very cooling, or is very cooling in its nature, and also very pleasant to drink, not like the camphor of this world. But here zanjabila has been used. That some of the commentators have stated that the Arabs used to love drinking or mixing their drink with ginger because of its pleasantness, and ginger has heat in its temperament. Kafura has coldness in its temperament. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the two, showing us that Allah will grant something that is cooling also and something that creates heat within the person. But the ginger is not the ginger of this world. It is the ginger of Jannat, that the names may be the same, however the taste and its pleasantness will be absolutely different. But because the Arabs used to take joy in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it, عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. And this will be derived from a spring or a fountain that will be called Salsabil. And it comes in the narrations that Salsabil is such a spring whose waters will continuously be gushing out and will be flowing, and it will flow with this drink that a person can drink as much as one wants to, as much as one desires, not like the springs and the fountains of this world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again very briefly describes the goblet, the utensil, and then the kind of drink that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. Who will serve all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. Wildan, young boys that will continuously be young. مُخَلَّدُونَ, they will remain young forever. They will be walking around them, moving around them. In other words, to serve them. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبَتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. That when you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would look at them, حَسِبَتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا, you will think that they are scattered pearls. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant these young boys of Jannat that will be serving the Ahle Jannat, the people of Jannat, such beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them such loyalty to the people that they are serving, that when one looks at them, one will think that they are scattered pearls. We know pearls has its beauty, and in pearls that are scattered also shows a large and a huge number of these waiters, if we wish to call them, that will be serving the people of Jannat. That in this world you went out, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا, that you had fed the poor, you had done it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had used all your resources and energies in this world. There you had the thirst of the day, the thirst of because of the heat that you had gone out. Sometimes it was cold and you did all this yourself. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will give you the drink and then we will have people to serve you like how you had served my creatures in this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.